Blog Talk Radio.
There it is. We are live again with GeekCast Radio, and I am Biff. I'm joined by Evan, as usual. For the first time, we have a special guest. We're joined by, we may call him Blair, or you may know him as wrestling superstar Bolt Brady. What's up, Bolt?
What's up? Either or. I have two names. My secret identity is out there.
Nice. That's usually how it's done.
I think it's a bit of an exaggeration, but go on. I mean, I would say that about any of us.
It was secret for a while until Facebook ruined it for me.
I know.
Yeah. So this is the Daredevil episode. I'm pretty stoked about this one. The Twitter feed has been a buzz for the past, it's been a week now, right? Are we at a week? It hasn't even been a week.
It hasn't even been a week. It came out Friday, right?
Yeah. It's not, we're not even at a week. And, I see people talk about it nonstop. People who aren't even comic book fans have been talking about it.
Yeah. Well, what's great about it is it's like superhero Law and Order, essentially. That's what a lot of people, I think, are finding relatable to it.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, I haven't heard it described that way. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's superhero Law and Order. It kind of at certain points had a very what was the second in the Dark Knight trilogy? It felt kind of like that at certain points.
Yeah.
It trended for the entire weekend, basically, which is pretty cool to have that many people talking about something that wasn't on network television.
Right. Yeah. This was a big, I'm not going to say a risk, but it was a big chance by Marvel. You know, this is the first thing of its kind. I think it did really well. I think it opened up an all-new avenue of a way that superheroes can be presented to people.
I agree. It makes me more excited for Jessica Jones, and especially with the new picture, the teaser picture of Luke Cage. Like, I'm really excited. Like, because, like, they don't have to go 100% gritty. Like, but like I like the idea like that. I like the street level idea that they have here.
Yeah.
Right. It made me most excited for Iron Fist, but there was a lot of Iron Fist hints in Daredevil. I'd say the most of any of the upcoming characters.
Yeah, I would agree to that.
This also kind of gives them a chance where if Jessica Jones is not as gritty, It can kind of lean on that because they've kind of satisfied that with Daredevil. Although it's definitely going to be psychological, that's for sure.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of interested if Jessica Jones will show up in Daredevil because for a while she was doing, in the comics at least, she was doing a lot of Matt Murdock's footwork for him when lawyering in Daredevil was kind of too much for him.
Yeah. I think Jessica Jones won't be nearly as violent as Daredevil is. I think Daredevil. Okay, so I use Law and Order, right? I think that like Daredevil is like the cop part of Law and Order. I think Jessica Jones will be more the court part, which is weird, but like it'll be less violent, but more like more story.
That makes sense. Have they said if it's Jessica Jones? I'm assuming it's from her origins, so we're not getting superpower. We're not really getting Avengers Jessica Jones, right?
No, I'm getting Alias Jessica Jones.
Okay, all right, okay.
At least that's the feel I got because.
Yeah, go ahead, man. It's AKA Jessica Jones, so you got to be a nod to Alias, right?
Right.
Yeah. And plus, Purple Man really doesn't play into any part other than AKA or Alias. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's also very true. And it's also originally a Daredevil foe. So, yeah, it all connects. Already starting to connect, which is great. It was awesome that they gave the nod to Avengers in the opening. Well, just that Hell's Kitchen is in that state because of the whole Avengers thing.
Oh, man, I really like that they're just calling it The Incident now. It's not like The Avengers, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We all know, because like, they were never called The Avengers. It's not like a Guardians of the Galaxy situation where, you know, Ronan names the bad guys. We know they're the Avengers.
Right.
Like, never had held the press conference and be like, guys, I thought of a kick-ass name for the team that you just saw. The Avengers. So it's just called.
Well, he wasn't even Daredevil until the very end, and the press pinned him as Daredevil. He never came with the name himself, like in the comics, which I thought was more realistic.
Yeah.
So we kind of jumped out of the gate with it, but I guess just one by one, you know, as you were watching it, overall thoughts as you're watching it unfold, I guess. Go ahead and start with you, Bolt.
First of all, I think Toby Leonard Moore stole it. I definitely would have to give him the MVP. Wesley was just off the charts. Some of his monologues were just awesome. A lot of times I felt he was more villainous than Kingpin. Obviously, I think Kingpin got the big nod there at the end. But I was really behind Wesley. I almost didn't want to hate him. Let's see. Like I said, there were a lot of nods to Iron Fist, which I thought were really cool that they're already kind of starting to lay the groundwork for other people. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I pretty much watched it in one sitting. I watched half, went out for pizza, brought it back and watched the other half. I was thoroughly impressed. I can't really think of too many. Granted, I'm super biased. I'm still on all about the hype, but I can't think of too many complaints I really had. There's one thing. I didn't like that that Urich didn't make it through. That kind of is going to make things sticky in season two when Elektra comes into things. But besides that, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Evan, go ahead, man.
Real quick, didn't they say Urich had a kid, though? No, they didn't. If he had a kid, it would have been, what's her name? Yeah, I got it. Sorry.
You guys still there?
Yeah, we're cool. Really good chemistry, too. But, what I actually liked was that it wasn't just the Daredevil origin story. It was everyone's origin story. Like, we're calling him Kingpin, but he's not Kingpin in that. He's Wilson Fisk building his empire. So we have pre-Kingpin Kingpin, and I really dug that. And, I read, a couple of things where, ooh, he seemed really autistic, and he didn't seem like he was a boss. And I think he does that on purpose. What was the thing Gao said, where she realized right away that he was playing everybody with, not pretending to speak the languages or whatever? That's what he was doing to me. He was downplaying himself. And then when times, he got too emotional, I'll be honest, when he ripped the dude out of the Russian out of the car, I was like, oh, fuck. Because, it comes out of nowhere. It's like, he wants to sit down with you. So, in my head, he's going to sit there, and he's going to yell at this motherfucker, and then he might throw a punch. Nope. Just fucking rips open the door, pulls him out, fucking murders him. Because fuck it. Now you get the real king, and not Wilson Fisk. So,
right.
I really dug that it was an origin story for everyone involved. No one felt already established. You know what I mean? And then Daredevil was just in there telling his stuff. It was everyone starts, everyone evolves, kind of all at the same time. It was really well done. I have small gripes, and I can't even call them really gripes. It's just nitpicky bullshit. Foggy didn't wear a bow tie once, which he always wore bow ties. And that's obviously, let me adjust my fucking glasses here while I tell you about my comic shop stuff. And I really, honestly, I would have liked more courtroom stuff where you kind of got the idea of how Matt could tell, where Matt would use his powers in the courtroom to, listen to people. We got that one episode, and we got Karen out at the beginning, but I would have liked a little bit more.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I loved, I don't like that he's, I have to talk quietly because my girlfriend's in the other room watching the first episode. I don't like that he's dead, but I love the way he died for Ben Urich. He did. He went too far.
Yeah. And at least it meant something.
Yeah. It wasn't henchman number two guns him down. It's Wilson Fisk visited him in his home and strangled him to death for going too far to cover a story. Because I love that. I've been threatened before, and you're like, oh, shit. He's going to kill him. But you're like, no, he can't kill Ben Urich. He can't do that.
Because we all know what Ben does.
Yeah. See, what I think will happen is his wife will recover, and she will be the Urich at the Daily Bugle. I mean, that's a nice way to keep Urich there, but not Ben.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. I thought it was great. It makes it really helps me get excited for Jessica Jones, because as I've stated, I'm not really excited for it, but now I'm really excited. Yes?
My major breakthrough was, I think, around episode 5 or 6, just sitting there and going, holy shit, the production value on this. I mean, it was literally a 13-hour movie, you know?
Yep.
It didn't look like a TV show. It was presented like a blockbuster. And that was really cool, because you realize exactly how much they poured into it. The other, I love the Wilson Fisk. It's the old adage, you know, better to be a genius thought of as a fool than a fool thought of as a genius. And some people have complained about, like, the Kingpin voice. But if you're that young, fat kid, which whoever played Wilson Fisk as a child deserves a fucking award, too. Like, that was done masterfully.
Yeah, perfectly.
If you go through that, you grow up to be that, like, quiet, fucking reserved, you know, monster. So I thought that was perfect. And exactly, we know that he's Kingpin, like you said, Evan, but we haven't even really seen Kingpin except for maybe the last couple, you know, moments of the show.
Oh, I agree.
I think the, going to what you said, Evan, I think the only origin story we didn't get, which was very intentional, and they hinted to it a lot, was Karen Page, which I think is awesome that they're saving that, obviously, for Born Again.
Yes, or maybe she becomes a player when Defenders hits, and we learn some things about her, because Defenders, is Defenders 13 episode series, or is that just a movie? I'm not clear on that.
The last I read, it was going to be 8, so it's kind of a series,
okay,
but it's a little bit shorter than the other ones.
Well, I mean,
probably more
out.
Action than anything.
Yeah. So, who knows? But yeah, I'm excited for all the things that I like. All the little nods too, like the original Gladiator being in there. I don't remember if
did you see Steel Man's legs?
No, where were they?
Yeah,
they're in the shop. They're in the shop.
It's in his shop, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching it again, so I'm going to look. See, like, there's so many things I missed. Because I was like, because when they first showed him, I'm like, no way, that's good. They're going to make Gladiator. But then he fights using the buzz saws and everything.
Yeah.
For people who
that's
know,
an awesome nod.
Yeah. Like, for people who don't know, we're not talking about Gladiator as in the Shi'ar Empire ruler currently, the purple dude with the big mohawk. An original Daredevil villain was named Gladiator. He was Melvin Potter. He made suits. That's what he did for villains. And they put him in here. And I think he's still alive. I think he's reformed, and he actually does make Daredevil suits now. But I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, he is reformed. Bendis did a actually, I think it was Brubaker. Brubaker did a lot with him, focused more on that he's not a criminal. He's just mentally unwell, which is the Potter that they portrayed in the series. So I was really excited about that. Originally, he was just a supervillain. But now it's just like, well, he's not right in the head.
Yeah, he's like D-Man almost, yeah. I really liked the prison warden from Shawshank Redemption being the owl. I read a lot of people like, oh, he's too old. I'm like, man, he said he had a kid, and you don't really see him dead in the end. He gets thrown down, what, one flight? Like, it's not like he fell the whole shaft. It looks like he just fell one floor down. So he could come back. I mean, but he was a fantastic character. Like, I just watched the first episode again, and just his assholeness is so fantastic. Like, he's like,
it's
oh,
like,
great.
How do they all put up with him? Yeah. Dick
like,
was spot on.
I mean,
Dick was great.
Oh, man, yeah. The Russian. I was sad the Russians didn't say bro a lot. I will be completely honest. Because if that's what seasons two actually include Fractions Hawkeye with Jeremy Renner, I'd lose my shit.
Yeah. I think you picked up on something very important there, and it's I'm glad you did. Even if Owsley or that Owsley did die, there is the kid who has half of Kingpin's money right now. So
yep.
that potentially
right.
could be the, you know, quote unquote MCU Owl.
Also, there was one thing. Okay, so we've all watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We know Absorbing Man's in there. So, like, there was a great phrase where, like, he's battling Jax, fighting him, and it goes, the much younger Creel. And I'm like,
yeah.
oh, that's a really nice way of being
weird.
Like,
yeah.
Of being like, wink, wink, we didn't get the guy who was Absorbing Man in S.H.I.E.L.D., but we're going to let you know that he was, you know, probably like 18, 19, a young upcoming star. So by the time he gets to S.H.I.E.L.D., he probably is that age, yeah.
One thing I thought was also possibly set up, this is just me looking into it, is I forget, the director has said he's interested in doing the Punisher, and they kind of have it set up because an Ultimate Punisher, he doesn't go to Zam. He's a straight and narrow cop, and basically his family gets killed for not playing ball with all the corrupt cops. So that's kind of already set up if they decide to introduce Punisher that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's jump into that. What's kind of your wish list, I guess a short wish list, for season two? Because let's face it, this thing's been hugely successful. Season two has to
right.
just be a matter of time. What would you guys like to see in season two?
If I'm being 100% and this is just dream wishing, I'm gonna go first. Spider-Man. Because
that'd be great. Yeah.
This is how Spider-Man should be done. Like this. I love Spider-Man. He's obviously my favorite. I hate the movies because they just try and cram. But like something like
right.
this is perfect for Peter Parker. Like give him the Game of Thrones treatment, like fucking hour-long episodes with big budgets, and it'll be a smash. And like good writing, you're not gonna beat it. On a realistic level, I would like kind of the beginning of more street-level heroes. Elektra eventually will show up. I'd like Moon Knight to maybe show up.
No, that'd be
awesome. Oh yeah. Obviously, big pun. They even alluded to the Punisher was in Captain America Winter Soldier with the Penske truck. What is it? There was one
heard
more
that
guy.
Theory before.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Who else am I thinking of? Fuck, I can't think of his name. Like a fun little nod would be D-Man. He would be kind of fun. But I can't think of who else I'm thinking of. Son of a bitch. Villain-wise, obviously I want Bullseye. Like, for as much as it wasn't a great Daredevil movie, I kind of think Colin Farrell got the feel of Bullseye. Like, he was a dude who enjoyed what he did. And, like, to me, that's all about Bullseye. He loves to kill people. Like, so, like, as much as it was campy, I really got the feel of Daredevil, or Bullseye from him. Tombstone, maybe the Enforcers would be cool. And, obviously... You know, I'm petitioning to play Stiltman, so obviously I'd like Stiltman to be in it, but whatever.
Did you guys think that the sniper could potentially be Bullseye?
Yeah,
I
did.
There's some references
a little bit.
That there was an ace of spades on the gun.
I did hear about that. I almost think if that was the case, he would have at least said something, because if nothing else, Bullseye is mouthy. They would have at least given him a one-liner. But that could be a really low-key way to bring him in, just like Hawkeye first appeared in Thor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you had enough that you went, holy fuck, that's Hawkeye. I think that may just be a little bit of wishful thinking. Holy fuck, sniper, Daredevil, Bullseye, you know?
Yeah, but
right.
also Bullseye doesn't miss, and he didn't kill the detective.
That's true. And all cards showed up a lot. Cards were kind of a motif throughout that whole series, really.
Yeah.
I guess season two, I'd have to say, I mean, I want to see, they've already set it up. I want to see the Hand. And that's the perfect way to bring Elektra in. She's already been nodded to back in the college days. Foggy mentioned her. Episode 9 is hands down my favorite, where he fights Nobu. So you already have that set up. You've already had things set up with Stick and Stone and the Chaste. They've already nodded to what the war is. Of course, most people don't know what the war is, but they're talking about the war with the Hand. I almost think season two has to be Elektra and the Hand, and that's an easy way you could bring Bullseye in. You could have Elektra die, you know, later in the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost feel like if they're going to do that, they have to send Karen away. You know, like she needs to go to California for that season.
Right.
So that they can come back and do that and just kind of make room for the Elektra stuff to grow. So.
Even if you ship her off to California, you know, that's when she can go on her drug binge and sell out Matt. And season three could be born again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Fear, is that something that is too soon, or is that something we could potentially see in season two?
I think it's too soon. He's one of my favorite Daredevil foes, but it's too soon, and the tough thing, because I feel the Daredevil costume kind of ran into problems because you have Flash out right now, and I feel in a lot of ways introducing Mr. Fear, you really have to separate him so people don't just go, oh, that's that Scarecrow guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's jump in that. The suit itself, I will start with Blair on this one. Your thoughts on the suit?
Well, like I said, it's tough because Flash just came out, so you can't look like Flash. The Flash and Daredevil costumes are very similar. It made sense. I thought it was cool how they gave it a story. With how much I avoid spoilers of all sorts, so I hadn't seen the costume at all. So they kept, you know, referencing that he needed more armor. So I was almost wondering if the gray armored Daredevil suit was going to be the suit. I liked it. It was pretty cool. I haven't really been able to really look at it. It looks like the front of the mask is black. I don't like that. I'd like it better if it was red. The one thing I hugely, hugely liked about it, and it's a very small detail no one probably noticed, that there are slots in the ear holes. Even in the comics, I've never got why someone whose hearing is as sensitive as Daredevil would pull fabric over his ears. So that there being ear slots for him to hear, I really, really liked. Overall, I think it was awesome. I think Melvin or Gladiator giving him the perfectly balanced billy clubs to where he can finally catch ricochet shots. I think that was a cool nod that he kind of had to work up to that ability. But overall, I like the costume, just not wild about the face of it.
I kind of dig the tactical look to it. And it also, for me, I saw the pictures like the day of that it came out. I liked it a lot better in motion than I did just the still frames of it, too. But they kind of did that with Captain America, too, where they kind of super tactical the uniform. So, Evan, what did you think, man?
Like, I liked the original. Like, I thought I was going to hate the black costume, but I didn't. Like, in motion, like you said, I really liked it. And it had, like, you know, the red lining in it, which was cool. I dug it. Like, I have to go back and look because I thought the whole top was black or the whole top was red. I thought that it was just shadows that made the face look black. So I have to go back and look.
That might have been it.
Yeah, I dug the ear slots. X-Men, they're no nods to their costumes. They're just in fucking black black fucking leather and latex and shit, and I hate that.
Right.
Excuse me. But Daredevil's in like more of a tactical version of his costume with his basic color scheme that I can, like, that I'll dig. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to ground it.
They're definitely trying to get away from people just running around and spanned it.
Yeah, and like, I can dig that. You know, like, I'm not asking for, you know, Wolverine to be in yellow and blue and running around fighting people, but, you know, brown and tan, like, clothing would be cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I dug the costume. I really like when
kind
it finally
like the Power
showed
Rangers
up.
Rangers always nod to their colors.
Yeah. Like, okay, I get that Wolverine, he's not going to be in, you know, all that. But, like, whatever. So I really dug that they really embraced the maskness of it, even in just the black outfit. Because, like, I think he only took his mask off to show people his face 3 or 4 times. The little kid in the hallway, which
right.
The hallway fight, is my favorite fight. Like, the Nobu fight's good, but, like, the hallway fight, there's just so much fucking emotion in it because, like, they're exhausted.
Yeah.
He's beat the fuck. Like, oh, that was my favorite fight of the whole series. I showed Night Nurse, who I thought was awesome to bring in. So, Biss, that gets me one step closer to my I'm Danny Rand, I know Kung Fu, hi-ya scene. Foggy, I guess. And there was somebody else he showed his face to. I can't remember, though. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe it was just those three. So, like, they really embraced the whole, you know, superheroes just don't fucking take their masks off for any yahoo. You know, he did it to show a kid to be not afraid. I guess Stick already knew who he was, so that doesn't count. So I really dug that. So I really like the costume.
I think I agree with that, that the mask was the mask and it stayed on. I think a lot of times, especially in Hollywood movies, which I'm sure understandably actors want that quote-unquote face time in the costume so they can get established that role. I think sometimes it gets carried away. Like Spider-Man 3, Venom hit him with a pole and the mask flew off. And it was like, come on, like, really? So I think it was awesome that the mask stayed on. When he was Daredevil, he was Daredevil. It wasn't just him running around with the mask off that much. I liked that a lot. I liked the secrecy of it, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was really well done, I think.
So, and one of my most powerful moments, my favorite moment of the entire series, was towards the end, and we kind of alluded to it, but the Bible verse with Fisk in the truck being transported, where I think that
story
really wraps up that character. Yeah, where
he's
like, you know, I thought I was the good citizen, but I was the, you know, I was the ill will,
the marauder,
and him actually making that realization, because, you know, you actually believe that he thinks he's doing good up until that point, and now he's just kind of embraced, no, I'm the fucking bad guy, you know.
He realizes he's a necessary evil,
That, to me, is when he goes from Wilson Fisk to Kingpin, when he's like, holy shit, yeah, I thought I was a good guy. Nope. Kill them all, anybody who comes after me. And then he just walks. Doesn't run, he just walks to his armored car, gives no fucks. He's like, I'm the bad guy here, and I fucking know it.
So I guess this is our first chance to kind of have an idea where Defenders is going. You guys want to take a stab at it? Blair, I know you got an idea, and I've come around to it myself, so I'll let you go ahead and start.
I think whatever the black sky thing was, that's where it's going. It was very brief. It was briefly mentioned, Stick took care of it, and disappeared. It could be something that just stays in Marvel, but I don't. I would think it would have something to do with that, because that kind of seemed like a big deal. That's my theory, at least.
Evan, man, what do you got?
So Jessica Jones comes out. Does Jessica come out this year or next year? I don't remember.
It'd be end of this year.
End of this year, and then we have Luke Cage, and then Daredevil, or Iron Man. Fuck, I'm drunk apparently. Iron Fist at the end of next year. So 2017 rolls around and we got Defenders. I think Defenders is going to be like a street war that kind of spills over into all of the stories. They're like, so far, like, all these stories are going to be disconnected until the very end when you're like, oh shit. So I think that's at the very end, when Kingpin fucking takes over Hell's Kitchen. And the Defenders is the war that's going on while that's happening. So, like, Gal comes back. She's got, you know, the people, she's got the Iron Serpent with her. She's got, like, the army of the, what were they called in that story? You know what I'm talking about, right, Blair? The, fuck.
Oh, the undead thing?
Yes, like, she's got the,
there's no way I'm going to remember that off the top of my head, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, like, she's got, and, like, she's got the warriors from the fucking Tournament of the Immortals. So we get some crazy action.
Yeah.
Cage and like everybody else, like it's gang warfare pretty much. And now Kingpin, like throughout all this, Kingpin's been in jail kind of masterminding scenes from behind. And like
right,
he uses this.
Yeah.
And he uses this as his way to like get out, blames everything on Owlsley, gets off and becomes Kingpin by the end of Defenders. And like they're fighting this war. But all the while, the war doesn't matter. It's the power for Hell's Kitchen in New York that Kingpin takes. That's what I think the Defenders movie is. And it's these guys coming together to have to fight like this war, but like I said, at the end, the war doesn't matter. It was all about the power struggle, and Kingpin wins.
Yeah, I have a similar idea. I think that's actually, that's your hand, and stick and stone. I think that's the war right there. Although that may just be a Daredevil thing, but I think we get more development of that in Iron Fist, and that the final explosion is in the Defenders. So we're in overtime. Any parting shots before we take off? That was possibly the quickest 30 minutes we've ever had, and they're always very quick.
Yeah, it flew flew by. We're all pretty convinced that Madame Gao is going to show up in Iron Fist, especially when he says your homeland back to China, and she says somewhere further. And I really liked the I think it was episode 11 or so. He was Matt Murdock. It's the only time we really saw Murdock in action, but that Matt Murdock Parker scene where he's following the car was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good. Man, it just pumps me up for Iron Fist all the more and makes me wish Iron Fist was next, quite frankly. Because, like, this was brutal. Like, all the fights are brutal. There's not, like, one fight where it's, like, two punches, you're down, I'm the winner. It's, I knock you down, and then I just stay on you, man. And, like, there's even a couple fights where it's, like, knocks a guy down, like, lands three or four blows, takes a breath, and then just goes, just waylays more. Like,
and they set a lot of that up in that first episode where he described how his father would fight like the devil. And, we obviously saw how Kingpin was trained to hit people when they're down. So they set it up. There's a reason these people are so ruthless.
Oh, that's great. Honestly, I don't know why I thought this. I thought that they were going to make the dude who kills himself, I thought he might have been Bullseye. Because, like, he was way too good for, like, just random thug three.
Yeah.
So I was like,
that,
you know what?
That was,
I could dig.
That was one of my saddest moments, actually.
Oh, right? Like, he gives him up, and then, like, there's that realization that sinks over his face that, like, everything I've ever loved is over now. That was, oh, man. I love that they didn't call him Fisk until, like, midway to the end through. They couldn't say his name. And that was beautiful.
Was it episode 3 before we even saw him? I think it was the end of the third hour.
End of episode 3.
4? Because I thought at 3 we just heard him.
3,
the
guy killed himself.
And then they cut to the
you
art
just
gallery.
Hear him. Are you sure? I thought 4 was the art gallery, 3 was the voice in the car. Maybe I'm wrong.
You may be right.
I know 5 is the only time you see his Daredevil sees, which I was wondering if they were going to tackle that. I was very curious they got that far in the series to finally see how Daredevil sees. But I think it was cool to show, but unlike the movie, they didn't keep going back to it. It's like, okay, we get it. Yeah. Like, I think that was cool just to show a glimpse of it.
Yeah, I really dug that. It was not like, here he's blind, throwing in her face. This is how he sees. This is how he sees. You get one view, and then you're done. Because I like the way they did his other powers, though, too. Like, when he would focus, like, the whole world would start to get blurry, except what he's focusing on. I thought that was cool.
All right. Well, we will definitely be back next week. We got a ton of stuff not Daredevil to tackle. Apparently, a S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff is in the works, so that's pretty cool. Some developments on Captain Marvel... directors.
And I'm
sure we'll fill
when we come
in
back, the
with
Flash
some other stuff.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. will have their season finales, if I'm not wrong.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is May 12th. I looked that up today.
Okay.
And yeah, I think Flash is pretty close, so Flash may be next week. So we'll definitely have to cover that as well. If this was your first time checking us out, thanks for giving us a try. And we will be back next week. Blair, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the quickest 30 minutes of our life, man.
It really was.
All right. See you next week.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye.